say your answer is going to be a lot like his. I asked him, do you think you're the best tackle in the draft? And he said, I do. I always had that mindset that I'm the best.
Same thing he said, man. You always want to be labeled as the best. You want to have that confidence in yourself as being the best tackle in the draft.
Why do you think you are?
I just think I have the great feet. I have a great frame. I just think I'm the best. You got to have that swagger about yourself. You got to be confident as everywhere you go. You got to have that confidence.
When you have another guy like that who wants to be the best, you always think you're the best. This week, does he push each other?
Oh, yeah, we got to push each other. You can't run away from competition. I think Ronnie Stanley is a great tackle. You can't run away from competition, man. Great tackle. I mean, everybody want to be the number one pick. You know what I'm saying? So being the number one pick would be great. I'd love to play for any team.
Beyond the obvious, the money, what other reasons would you like to be the number one pick?
Well, that's been my goal since I was a little kid, man. Just accomplish one of them goals, it'd be great.
Philadelphia Eagles head coach Doug Peterson, podium A. Philadelphia Eagles head coach Doug Peterson, podium A.
Man, I just know when I play for Ole Miss, it's close to Ole Miss. It's in Nashville. It'd be great to play with your college team right there, right up the road. So I really don't know much about the Titans. I would love to learn a lot about the Titans, actually.
Laramie, a lot of people have questions about your teammate, Robert KBJ. Character, you know, we talked about that. Yeah. What can you say about having played with him? What kind of guy he is?
See, a lot of people don't know about Rob, man. He's a great guy, humble guy. He had a little few off-the-field incidents, but, you know, you have a little hiccup. But he's a great guy, man. No, I don't think that matters anymore. I hope not. Actually, man, I would love to go to the Chargers. Like I said, I'd love to play for any team. I haven't talked to them yet, but hopefully I will.
Florida running back Kelvin Taylor, table one. Florida running back Kelvin Taylor, table one.
I'm just trying to tell team that I'm a great guy, man, humble guy, hard working, man, just dedicated to the game.
Laramie, the trick play in the bowl game, how far in advance did you know that you guys were going to run that?
We was actually supposed to run that trick play in Mississippi State, man, but Coach Freeze, you know, got scared on me, man. He told me, he promised me he would run it in the bowl game, and we did.
So you knew going in that game you were going to run it?
Yeah. No, I kind of just looked to the sideline and like, what's up, man? You gonna run the play?
And
he said he gonna run it.
That's what we did. Running back Derrick Henry, podium B.
What kind of questions have you answered in here?
Actually, man, I've been dealing with a lot of stuff, man. I haven't got to the formal interviews yet.
What do you feel like you need to be better?
Being more vocal, man. I'm so shy. I'm a shy guy, man, as y'all can see probably, but working on being more vocal, man, is the main thing. I mean, they're a pretty good franchise, man. You know, they had a little down season, and hopefully they draft me and I can help them win games, man. Hopefully.
Like I told
them over here, man, I think I'm a hard worker, a humble guy. Don't get in much trouble, man. I'm low-key. Don't do much, man.
You said you were dealing with some stuff, but you weren't able to do interviews. What kind of stuff are you?
Just medical stuff we had to go through.
Any issues with anything you wanted to check out?
No. Yeah, I will. Yes, I will. Great player, man. Great player, man. You had to come with your A game and play against him, man. He's a great player.
How did you feel like you performed in that game?
I mean, I had to bring my A game. Like I just said, he's a great competitor, man. I had to bring my A game. So I think I did pretty well. Run blocking for sure, man. I got to get a little bit heavy in the lower body, man. Just work on that a little bit.
Would being the number one overall pick mean a lot for
you? Yes, like I said, man, that's been my goal since I was a kid, man. So, yes, it will be.
You feel like you're the best
UCLA player. UCLA running back.
You got to have that swagger to think that, man. Got to have that swagger.
Paul Perkins, table six.
You mentioned lower body training. What, during the pre-combine training you've done, can I identify and work on that?
Just a lot of explosion work, man. Deadlift, you know, RDL, just to help on the explosion, just getting out your hips, man.
Where have you been training?
San Diego Exos up there in California? Jimmy Sexton. Oh, man, I want to run a 4.5. You know I'm a receiver. Nah, man, actually, I want to be down in the 4s, 4.8, 4.9, you know, kind of be down there in that range.
What would it be important for you to be the number one overall pick? I don't think there's been an offensive lineman number one overall since Orlando Pace in 1997.
Like I said, man, that's been my goal since I was a little kid, so yes, it would be.
This past year, where do you think you made your biggest improvement?
Say that.
Probably
in the pass game a little bit, just fixing out my techniques I had to work on. 25 and over, man. 25 and over. What reasons? Like I told the gentleman over here, man, I think I'm a hard worker. I think of being humble. You know, I think I bring be good to the team and everything.
Ah,
man, I learned a lot about myself, man. Just humble yourself, man. Don't be in too much trouble. Stay low key as possible.
How do you think playing in the SEC, where it's a dogfight every week, how do you think that has prepared you for the next level?
I think the SEC is the best conference, man. So playing against the Alabamas, playing against the LSUs, get you ready for the next level. Of course you have thoughts, man, missing 7 games, NCAA not returning your calls or nothing like that. You're going to have thoughts, man. I had to sit down with Coach Freeze and really talk to him about it.
What made you stay?
What made me stay? Talking to my mom and talking to Coach Freeze, man. Want to be with my teammates, didn't want to leave my teammates at all. We brothers.
What makes Laquan such a special player, one of your teammates? What makes Laquan
Turnbull
such a special
player? Laquan? Oh, man, just his blocking. Have y'all seen him block? His blocking skills, man, his catching skills. You ain't going
to
never find a receiver like that again, man. No, I don't. I try not to, man.
How tough was the rehab from the feet injury? How long did it take you to get all the way back?
Man, you got to stay humble during that process, man. Like, your mind is everywhere. After breaking your fibula and dislocating your ankle, your mind is everywhere, man. You got to stay focused, locked into that, to your goals, to your dreams.
So, when you're back.
Two more.
So, what would you tell the Titans about how you can protect Marcus Mariota?
I would tell him, hey, I got great feet, man. Hey, I'm here to protect Mariota, man. I would put it all on the line. I would give him every play I can to help Mariota.
Why do you think Chad Kelly would
back to Swag Kelly, man, he just wanted to help the team out, man. Chad Kelly, he's a great player. He's a great guy. A lot of people got to get to know him.
Okay, thank you.
Thank y'all.